Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Ellie Dulman, the junior out of Maplewood, Minnesota. Played your career at Roseville High School, and you scored your first game-winning goal of your career this last weekend. What was it like to just get that goal on the scoreboard?
You know, it felt great. It felt great to get in the second period and get the team rolling, and it was nice to score. I haven't scored since freshman year, so it was really nice to get that off my back.
You also got to score in front of your family and, of course, the littlest fan of them all, your niece. I know I saw her, ran into your mom with your niece, and she wears a jersey that has number 28. How excited were you to see her in the stands, and, of course, how excited was she?
Oh, it's so great having her there. You know, I don't get to spend much time with her when I'm away, but it was awesome. She didn't really know that I scored. My mom told her, so after the game, she was super excited. But, you know, she's just still trying to get used to the hockey game and everything.
Hopefully inspire her to play hockey someday.
Oh, yeah. She's excited for Skate with the Beavers this weekend, that's for sure.
You haven't played a lot this year, this being your junior year, but when you're out on the ice, your team plays really well. Your team is 2-3-1 when you're in the lineup. How do you feel when you're out there on the ice?
You know, I just take it as an opportunity to show what I have, and, you know, it's great to be out there with the girls and work hard every time you get the opportunity because you never know when the next one's going to be.
Your team finally gets on back on the winning side of things. Obviously, Friday didn't go your way. Saturday, get a 2-0 win. What was the difference on Saturday for you guys?
I think we were just sick of losing. We just knew that we had to turn things around. We had to start getting points back in the WCHA. The end of the year is what counts, and that's what we're looking forward to, and we got to just keep pushing from here on out.
Talk about the play of your goaltender, Jessica Havel. How fun was it to see her between the pipes?
You know, Bess has been working hard since her freshman year here, and she just came out on fire, and it was great to have her in the back of the net. She was making the save she had to, and it's so awesome to see her get her first shutout.
You've played Minnesota State before the season. You split with them. What's the game plan coming into your home ice this weekend?
We just got to come out hard again and do the little things right. Keep your stick on the ice, forecheck hard, backcheck hard, play as a team. You know, just play Beaver hockey. And I think if we do that, we have a good chance of winning.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do when you're done with college?
I'm majoring in elementary education and pre-primary education and doing a minor in Spanish. And I'm hoping to teach a younger grade somewhere, I don't know where, and just make a difference in children's lives.
Well, I understand you spent some time with Abby Williams doing some traveling. Where all did you guys get to go, and what were you doing?
Me and Abby went abroad this summer. We went to Buenos Aires, Argentina, and we got to go to Uruguay. We didn't get to go to Brazil, but we wanted to. And we spent the month of July, just learning Spanish. And she's majoring in Spanish, so she's a little better at it than I am, but she got me through.
Okay, so over the summer, you're supposed to be training for a hockey season. How hard was it to take that month off, and did you do anything special while you were over in South America?
We didn't really take the month off. We had a gym membership there, which is a little different because girls don't really work out, like, lift weights over there. They run and stuff, and we got a lot of weird looks, but it was hard because everything was in kilograms, too, so we had to convert everything. But it was a lot of fun having her with me, and we made it work.
Good luck this weekend, Ellie, and congratulations on your game-winning goal.
Thanks, Cal.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.